have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you, we love you, we love you. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling. Yes, I am. That's right there, what you heard. Coming in, that was Miss Alma E. Neely, Beyond the Fence artist, representing This Is My Love Song. You know what? She was smiling the whole time she was singing it. That's right. That's what Miss Alma do. And I know y'all can tell I'm smiling because I stay smiling. That's right. Despite the circumstance we go through, I'm smiling. Well, I need y'all to send a prayer for my little brother. His name is Dominique Lyons. He lost his mother, and over the weekend, me and my siblings, we went to console him and show support. He is my brother on my dad's side of the family, but you know what? This is my brother. I love him, and, you know, I know that's a tragic moment in his life, so please keep my little brother in prayer. It's been hard, and, you know, but guess what? We still going to give God the glory because we understand and know God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-caring. So we have nothing to fret and worry and panic because we know he's in control. And you know what? My brother was smiling. This, I'm telling y'all, went to the funeral. My brother was smiling. My brother encouraged me. I love him. I thank him for that because even though he lost his mom, he made us smile. He made us laugh. He made us feel good. I tell you, my little brother is only 32 years of age, young man still. And to lose a mom in your early 30s, he's the only child of his mother. So to lose your mom and you still have the courage to make other people smile in the midst of your despair is something worth smiling about yourself. That's right. So it's important that we smile because smiling is so much better than frowning. That's right. So we're going to continue on with the show because guess what? We got a good show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, with that being said, can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Yes, 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 yes. Coach Shay, how have you been doing?
I have been great. This weekend has been an amazing weekend for myself. Spent some time on today with my New Covenant family here in Cedartown in Gadsden, Alabama. Just getting back in some short time ago and just blessed, just blessed. It's been a great, great week. And I'm looking forward to the week to come in the holiday. That's turkey.
Yeah. Hey, I love Turkey Day. I'll tell you, Turkey Day and Turkey Ham Day. What else? Some candy yams and that day and collard greens day. And the pecan pie with ice cream too day.
My favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah, we are ready for that day. It's definitely a day to give thanks. Thank you, God, for creating ice cream. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the man who created ice cream. God, he deserves a place in your kingdom because he said, this is what I'm going to do for God's people. I'm going to create this thing called ice cream. That's right.
I second that.
Yeah, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Lord, bless him. I want all y'all to give thanks and praise God for the man who created ice cream. That's right. He deserves a standing ovation. He deserves a place in the kingdom. May the Lord continue to bless him and strengthen him and his family and all the ice creams in the world.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Now, that's a prayer. That's what you call a prayer. I'm a prayer woman. Yeah. Time to have church. Hey. And shout out to my main man. I do want to give a shout out to my main man, G. Will. Stand for God's Will. William G. Will Faulkner. Man, shout out to G. Will. He held it down last week. Man, we had a great, great topic. The brother was on point in so many ways. It was a deep discussion. And it was beautiful. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to everyone who even called after the show. It really... gave me encouragement to say how great the show was. So that was a beautiful thing. And appreciate everybody for listening. And just, I'm not going to call it Men's Day. I'm just going to call it a Beyond the Radio Day with two guys on there that's very compassionate and loving and caring for the gentlemen of the day. And we wanted to give that type of, vibe. So that's what it was about, because it's every day is woman and man's day. every day is woman and man's day. And that's what I don't want to do is cause separation and have that gender thing going. Well, it's men's day. No, it's woman and man's day. But today we're going to have this type of topic, because every day is man and woman's day together. That's right. No gender thing over here. So... with that being said, Shay, you want to give any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out again to the New Covenant family. They celebrated today the apostles of the Gadsden location. They actually paid their mortgage off, so they are debt-free. Church is paid off, so I do want to give a shout-out to them. What an amazing celebration in the family there. Shout out to my mom if she's listening. My mom is a very supportive being. Got a chance to talk with her on the way back, and just some amazing encouragement. Just moms are great. Moms are great. So shout out to my mom, and also to Miss Amma, to Prophetess Amma E. Neely, another Beyond the Fence artist. The song that you guys heard in the beginning, but shout out to Miss Amma, very, very, very supportive of Beyond the Fence, and love her music and just what she's bringing to the Beyond the Fence family. So, you shout out G Weezy, I shout out Miss Amma. So, those are my shout outs. Those are my shout outs.
Miss Amma, shout out, and hey, shout out to Apostle Willie, man. That's right, I said it. Apostle Willie, shout out. Apostle Teresa, shout out. That's right.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to them. Amazing group of people. I got a chance to spend the whole day with everyone today, and I just, I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. We work really hard in what we do as, music artists and with the label as itself in itself. And to see a group of people not only respect who we are as artists, but the ministry within itself, the music, and they support, so many people try to get what you have without valuing who you are. I gotta say it again. So many people will take advantage of what you have, and they don't value who you are within it. And so I love the fact that, you know, and it goes along with what we're talking about tonight, but I love the fact that you have a body of people who understand the gift that's on the inside. And to be honest with you, David, they were the first 2 years ago to really teach me about the value of what they would call my gift and my oil. And they've been sowing into me for a long, 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 long time. And I started sowing into other people the way that they were sowing into me. And I see the manifestation of that. Like, and you know, since you've met me, I've just seen the manifestation of it. So it's amazing to have apostles who will sow into you, not just take your gift or feel because it's the church that you need to give it for free, but they willingly sow into me above and beyond. And they don't really want anything except for, you know, and they always tell me, we honor the gift that God has given you. You're okay. They always say that. You're okay. We love you. But we honor the gift that God gave you, and that's what they're sowing into. So it's amazing to know that there are people out there like that.
Yes. Shout out to that Apostle William and Apostle Teresa. It's definitely a blessing. I hear so many great things about them all the time, and really just even I have witnessed their love, their commitment, and not just to you, Coach Shea. I mean, I've seen their commitment to the people in general. Like, the people, I've heard, yeah. I heard them both speak, and they so genuine and loving. And I'm going to just be real. Every person I know named Willie is real. I don't know. No. Like, if your name Willie, you're the truth. I'm cool with you when your name Willie. I mean, Pastor Willie. You got to say Willie. You can't say Willie. You know, Willie. Can you say it with me, Shay? Can you say Willie?
It's Willie.
There
it's
you
Pastor
go.
Willie.
That's how you know he's real. That's how you know he's real. He is so real. And I'm talking about you can just tell the brother is genuine. You can just tell they genuine people. You know,
yes.
And that's the beauty of it. And we need more of that. And because we don't have enough of people that can show their vulnerable side and show that they are realistic in just showing that they're also human, people are leaving the church.
Mm-hmm.
People are leaving the church. And that's what we are going to talk about today. Today's topic is a question. Why are so many people leaving the church today, and what can we do about it? That's right. Did it? Why are so many people leaving the church today? But what can we do about it? Shay, do you want to start that out, or do you want me to start that out? Because you know
I think it would be great for you to just go ahead and run with it.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. I believe that there are a lot of unrealistic expectations of how church is supposed to be. I believe that. I believe there are so many unrealistic expectations about how church is supposed to be, because you come in there and, you know, the people are not only judgmental, but people seem to forget where God bought them from. And they and Jesus clearly said, those without sin, hey, man, cast the first stone. Meaning, everyone is with sin. Think about it. The Bible said we all fall short from the glory of God. It didn't say some. It said we all fall short from the glory of God. So the unrealistic expectations, people come in because they have issues. So they're coming to a community. They're coming to a community feeling that where these people feel like I feel. These people can relate to me. These people can empathize with me. So I'm going to come here so I can grow. I need to grow my spirit. I need to go in this life that I'm living because there's so much around me. I need to be around more positive people, genuine people who can empathize and understand where I'm going through so I can be a better version of myself. And when they walk in there, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's so opposite of that. It's so many people that forgot that they had to grow. And I mean, and yeah. It's so disappointing because I'm like, man, so you're telling me like the first day you was born, you were saved. Like the first day you were born, you were speaking in, the baby cry was in tongues. They couldn't even cry. They couldn't say that. They were speaking in milk mama. They were speaking in tongues as a baby. First day out, they speaking in tongues. Give me milk mama in tongues. Stop it. Stop it. You had to grow. You had to grow. And what happens is people will forget that they had to, that they have grown into who they are today, that people had to go beyond that fence. They forget where God brought them from, right? They forget that they are still a work in progress. So you and a lot of people don't even want to come in because they say, well, I don't want to come until I get myself right. Which is the unrealistic expectation of how the church is supposed to be. Because now they feel like, well, I'm not worthy enough to come in there. And the only reason why they feel that way is because the people that's already in there makes them feel unworthy. And then the people that's already in there, there's babes, and some who've been going forever, they notice that they have not grown. Only thing they see is hurt. And they feel like they have no value there. So it's like, what's the point of me being here and nothing is changing in my life? Well, and they don't get no good feedback. And then if you ask a question, you get ridiculed.
Yeah.
And guess what? You know what? I might as well go home. Listen to it on TV. Man, God is everywhere. Man, I can go pray by myself. And they feel more comfortable at home.
Yeah.
So what about you, Coach? What you think?
Yeah, when you were saying that, I was actually thinking about my experience years ago when I first came here to Georgia. I joined a church home, and I really enjoyed it in the beginning. And I think it was at the point where their mission changed. They went from a family-oriented church to a training center. And I think the needs didn't really meet what I was looking for as a family at the time. I remember as I was growing, though, in the word, and I was starting to ask more questions, like you just said, I felt like I was ridiculed more. I felt like I was called more, I was lashed out more by the church because I was asking more questions. And it confused me, so I did exactly what you said. I just started kind of venturing off by myself, being at the house, praying by myself and reading the word by myself. And I felt more, I mean, I was watching other, Joel Osteen. I was watching Charles Stanley. I was watching those shows just because I didn't have to get, I was getting the word and I was getting it freely. But when I had questions and I would ask the church about it, I felt like I was kind of backlashed. And so I did exactly what you just said, David. I just decided at some point maybe church, the four walls wasn't for me. Like I still believed in God and I still knew that that it was a need for God in my life, but it was very hard. I didn't want, quote unquote, the people of God to be a part of my life. And so I attached the people of God with the four walls and just didn't want to go back there. And for years, although an artist and I've been invited to many different churches to sing, it had been a while since I found a church home. But I did exactly what you said do. I mean, what you said people would end up doing, which is kind of venturing off by yourself and staying away, feeling more comfort alone, and that wasn't a good place.
Yeah, yeah. And I think me and the women of God, kings and queens, I think we really have to understand, like, the purpose. We got to get back to the essence of what church is even there for us. You know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of people get discouraged because, you know, it's a lot of, especially in the 80s and 90s, it was more preaching of fire and brimstone. You know, it was fire and brimstone. You come in, you got to wear this type of thing. You can't wear lipstick. You can't wear the makeup. You can't do this and you can't do that. And you can't do this either. And you know what? You can't do that. God is not pleased with you. And I'm like, people are just speaking up for God. And for me, it was one of those things to where I'm going to tell you what I still have an issue with. That people treating God like he's a little homie. And we talking about who created us. We act like God need our protection. Like we can just take up for God. And we like, you do know God can create a brand new earth if God choose to. He can just start over if he choose to. If God wanted to, he could be like, you know what, I'm going to make Adam and Eve all over again. I'm going to just make it this way. God can do that. And we just feel like we have to speak up for God. We have to take up for God. We got to be God's voice. And I think that's unnecessary. I think we need to respect God more than we giving God the respect.
Yeah.
List. I think we have a respectless God. We don't respect God the way we say we respect God. Because if we felt God is a big God, like we say God is a big God, then we will allow God to be God in our life. We understand he's a big God and we are smaller than the person who created us. We're the clay, he's the potter. But we act like God is smaller than us. And I think the preaching of the fire and brimstone and speaking up for God in a way can be unnecessary. And it could draw people further away instead of bring them closer together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's in this, they're supposed to be a community. The church is a community where people can come in and live a prosperous life based on the teachings of Jesus. The teachings of Jesus. So, on a quick note, we can be saved and still not be safe. And I think once you repeat, well, just repeat after me. Jesus is Jesus. And I follow you and I trust you and I believe you died on the cross. And we say all these things. We'd be like, all right, now you're saved. Like, yeah, I'm saved. And they realize nothing changes in their life.
Yeah.
That's because they're not being taught what happens after you say that something that's repetitious. It's more that comes with it. And I think people need to, the church need to value when people are coming in with the expectation to grow. I think that should be more respected. And I believe that we all should be able to empathize with one another because we're all in this thing called life. And we're going through it, all trying to grow in our own way, getting closer to our Creator. Because the reality is we all have an expiration date and we don't want to go to eternal damnation. And that's just the bottom line. We're all trying to escape eternal damnation. So with that being said, we're going to come back and we're going to continue this thing because it's very important, because we want to bring people in, not push people out and make them feel discouraged.
Yeah.
So with that said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Several nights, and he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, cause you're the only way. Could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hand. And with fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife.
Seems to be sometimes. head up high and know which way to go. You better keep that smile, look to the stars and know, oh, that it will be alright.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your host, your main man, David Benton. We are in the building, and guess what? We're smiling. Let's give a shout-out to our sponsors before we get into this second half. We want to give a great big shout-out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. That is Paula G. Voice. You heard that amazing, amazing, amazing commercial in the beginning for Beyond the Fence. That is Paula G. If you're looking to upgrade, enhance, elevate any of your commercials as a program director, a music director, if you have a business and you're looking to do some commercials for your business, we want you to reach out to Paula G. Voice. That's exactly what she does, voiceovers, quality voiceovers, and at a reasonable price. Make sure you look her up at paulagvoice.com or Paula at paulagvoice.com and let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, we want to give a great big shout out to our DJ, G Will. I call him G Wizzy, but he's always in the building. Shout out to G Wizzy, G Will. If you are looking for a DJ, if you are in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, surrounding area, and guess what? He travels all the way to, what, like North Carolina? And if you are looking to do a remote event, we want you to look G Will up. You can do that by going to beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. Again, Beyond the Fence artist and an amazing DJ is set up and ready to go for your party. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business, LTD Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. That is the Beyond the Fence Expansion Company. And we are excited to say that we have a 100% success rate taking business owners, taking their passions and turning into profit. And I love the fact that we're growing every single day, not just by helping the businesses grow, but learning what the businesses do. Shout out to all our current clients, those who are coming in as prospect clients, those who have emailed us about just information regarding your business and consultation. Listen, it's a new year. I know that you have new ideas for your business. I know that you're looking for new strategies for your business. It's coming, so why not get prepared right now? Let's Talk Business. You can do that by reaching into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com or also follow us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group or on Instagram at LTB Consulting. David, you know, I always love when you talk about the youth program because you're so good at it. Let the people know about the program.
Yeah, shout out to all our youth. It's definitely a blessing. We do consulting work for the youth because, you know, we always tell people we're more than music, and we are so much more. Our youth are the future, and our topic based on the youth. When we give the, you know, solutions, our topic tonight. So, yeah, shout out to the youth. If you want your youth to be helped, you know, the mental part, the spiritual part, allow us to encourage them, because we're not going to tell them what to do, but we're going to implant things in them so they can realize what's in them is worthy, and they're going to do the work. If they want to be entrepreneurs, guess what? The gift that's inside them, we will help that gift come out. We have a 100% success rate. It's beautiful to say it because none of the kids have failed their parents. It's a blessing. Yes, we all fall short, but to see these kids grow every day and the parents value that, and they're an addition to the household, is definitely, it's definitely a blessing. So shout out to
Shout out to the youth. David, back over to you.
All right. I want to also give a shout out to People Without Walls International Ministry. And Madonna, or is that McDonough? Shay, is that Georgia?
McDonough, Georgia. McDonough, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And shout out to People Without Walls International, their ministry. Beautiful people. They do listen in, and it's definitely a blessing. And when people listen in to us, we do not take it for granted. We do not take people's ministries for granted. So we appreciate that. So shout out to People Without Walls, beautiful ministry. Check them out, follow them. Shout out to them. So we only have a few minutes left. So I do want to get on this topic now. We want to talk about, we don't want to sit up here and acting like we're complaining. So we want to give solutions, because we talked about how people are leaving the church. We're talking about people leaving the church, but at the same time, we want to give solutions on how to bring people back into the sheepfold, right? We're not here to blast people. We're not here to talk bad about people. We're not here to talk bad about the church, but we are giving realistic situations that's happening. Because it's hurting our community instead of it being a liability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah. liability instead of becoming an asset, and the church definitely supposed to be an asset. And it really is an asset, but we got to, you know, do what thus saith the Lord, right? So I think the first thing, one of the first things to that is I think we have to let certain traditions go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a new day. It's a new day. And the young folks are here. The young folks are doing what they do. They have brand new ideas. Evolution is evolution. Times have changed. What happens today? Listen, people, men and women of God, kings and queens, listen. Even Jesus said, in the future, people would do greater works than him. Come on now. Is he lying? That don't mean that they're more powerful, but there is going to be a reach beyond what Jesus and them did. Let me tell you why. They didn't have internet. They didn't have TV. They didn't have telephone. They didn't have radio. So it's greater. The message is getting out more abroad now. So what's happening today is greater than what happened yesterday. So with evolution, we got to be able to tap into what's being elevated. Today, we got hip-hop inside the church. Today, you got country inside the church. Today, women wear pants inside the church. But we got to act like it's okay. Of course, we don't want people to dress in a way that can be lustful to the eyes and be disrespectful. You want to dress with respect, but at the same time, a lot of these rules are making people feel devalued. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have, it's important to let go of some of these traditions, really making people feel uncomfortable. The old way is beautiful. It's fine. But we must adapt. And I know what people say, well, I'm in the world, but I ain't of the world. I understand that. But we're still on the planet that we call Earth. And with this planet we call Earth that rotates, it's an evolution. We evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shay, Coach Shay?
Well, I'm actually going to come out of 1 Corinthians 12. I taught on this a few months ago, and it amazed me how many people were lost when I said it. But we all are part of the body. We all are a part of the body. And 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are a member of it. And so I stayed there for a second because once you can identify with who you are within the body, whether you're an arm, mm-hmm. a leg, a head, a thigh, a foot, even if it's just helps, once you can identify with who you are, I think you would probably end up making a better judgment, not only about the churches that you attend or the fellowship that you keep, but identifying with your part of the body. A lot of people, I think, David, Coach David, are falling back because they don't know their part in the church. Everyone's an apostle now. Everyone's a pastor. And this happens overnight. You can go online and get certification, certificates, and ordained and all that kind of stuff. So some people, they fall by the wayside because they just don't know their place, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is if they don't have a place, then they mm-hmm. just kind of back up. Well, here's how the reality of it is even in this scripture, it talks about the gift of helps. So if you can be a good cook, if you can be in the children's church, if you know how to clean bathrooms, if you know how to vacuum, you have a place in what we would call the church. Now, it's the four walls. But keeping in mind that you are the church. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are a member of it. So if you're listening tonight and you just felt lost within all of the groups of people, church really is not the what the Bible meant by church is really the gathering of people coming together. So once you can identify with your place and identify also that the church is a gathering of people, then I believe that if you have fallen by the wayside, backslid, if they call it, still call it that, but if you've fallen by the wayside, once you can identify with that, I believe that you will definitely be a successor in the church, within the church, because you are the church.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to say that was, Coach, that was beautiful, straight up. So I'm going to piggyback off where you was at with scripture. I'm going to go to Philippians 2. And Philippians 2 say, therefore, and this is after the NIV version, therefore, if any of you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind, doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain deceit.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. It said, into the interest of the others. So with that being said, it's something that you were saying before, Coach Shay, like if you ask a question, people have a right to ask questions. If they're confused, if you don't know the answer, it's not your job to be prideful and put them down or tell them they got demonic spirits. If you don't know how to answer the question, take them to someone who may be able to answer the question, or people who can help answer the question. People supposed to ask questions, but y'all say, listen, you got to have faith. Yeah, that's why I'm asking a question. I have faith, so therefore I'm asking a question. If I have faith and believe and trust that God is going to send people like you in my corner to help me grow in knowledge and so I can apply the wisdom and make better decisions that I've currently made in the past. That's why I'm here, by faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here by faith. I'm going to ask these questions. Also, I believe that to get people to really be more back in, that's, see, what the Bible's speaking on right here is the church should be more inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start being connected. We got to start connecting with these people when they come in. Make them feel included. That's what you were saying, Shay, like, We feeling like if a person just cleans the bathroom, that person don't have no value. Let me tell you why, because you got the people on the forefront that other people are praising. And they're using these people as the golden calf unconsciously because they need a God that they can see that's tangible.
Mm-hmm.
And they praising these people. They
yeah.
praising these people. They're using them as the golden calf. So who... Can't nobody see me doing God's work cleaning this bathroom. That comes from people not teaching the people properly. That's why you got to have
yeah.
proper teaching. Because
yes,
it's
yes.
the community as a whole. Remember, the parts that's not seen
mm-hmm.
is the
yeah.
ones we say the most important.
I was actually going to go there, Coach David, so stay out of my message, please, sir. Please, sir. I was going to say that we've gotten so wrapped up in the church, honestly, with the parts that we have seen. And if you think about a car, you think about the parts, even in the body. I mean, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 12. It's talking about the parts of the body, but it's the organs that we don't see that keep us alive. It's the organs that it's the heart. The heart, you can't see the heart, but it keeps us alive. You can't see your lungs, but it keeps us alive. It's a part of the body, and so the ones that are exposed the most are the ones that are damaged the most. Why? Because it's prone to get hit. You get your fingers shut in the door. You fall. You get a scab on the knee, and after a while, the wear and tear of that, it just wears and tears on your body. But don't be afraid when being in the church that you're not seen, because it is the parts that aren't seen. Those are the most important parts. I remember even when I was going to that church, I was talking about a while ago, As a singer, naturally, they put me on praise and worship. But I remember my biggest joy was when I was with the kids in children's church.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest joy. And they didn't understand why I wanted to be behind everything as opposed to up in the front. When I got on the praise and worship team, that's when I had the most trouble because I was seen more. But behind the scenes, I was blessing the kids more than I was in the praise and worship team. Whole nother story. But don't be afraid when you are joining a church. That's why I'm saying in 1 Corinthians, you have to first know that you are the church. And when you realize that's like David, Coach David, you would say, what's your last name or what's your first name? I say, David, what's your, I can't say David, what's your first name, but what's your first name, sir? Coach what?
David.
Hello? Right. And so your mama named you David. You know that your last name is Benton. My name is Shay. Last name Samuels. So here's our reality. When you know who you are, you can be confident in that. So no matter what somebody does or how somebody does it or what they say to you or what they don't say, it's natural to want to be included, but you can't forget why you're there. And if you're not in a home that's giving you what you need, whether it's apostolic, that apostolic teaching or a teaching, then you need to find one. But all churches are not one size fit all. So you could be like most people who become hurt by the church that they're leaving and they blame every church, but every church is not one size fit all. But if you understand that you are the church, 1 Corinthians 12 and 27, I think it 27 says it, I want you guys to know that you are the church. Collectively you are, but you are one member. That means God uniquely placed you somewhere, put you on this earth so that you can be a part of the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we have a few minutes left, and that's a beautiful closing, Coach Shay, for real. Thank you so much for that. We have to understand, men and women of God, kings and queens, that, you know, as a body, if you really want people to come to the church and get them back in, you got to be able to be relatable. You know, the church, you know, you have a lot of things going on in our communities. You know, we have to be a part of that. Like, that's why I always say we're more than music. I'm out here. I am a true servant. I see what's going on in the community. I see how the cops are doing this and doing that. It takes more than just us praying. We are people's prayers.
Mm.
The Bible say don't just be a reader of the word, be a doer. So guess what? It said treat those in prison as if you was in prison. See?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you got to be able to empathize. So the people that's in prison in the mind, you got to realize you was in prison in the mind at one point in time.
Yeah.
You see some things that's going on out here in the community. You're supposed to be out there to be able to be an advocate. Why? Because that's what Jesus was. He was a radical. He wasn't afraid of injustice. He wasn't afraid when people was unrighteous. He didn't just say, I'll talk to my father about it. No. He put in the work. He was willing to work and did the work. The people who died before us, the Martin Luther Kings, the Malcolm X's, these people put their life on the line because they want the greater good. They was there for the people. So us as a body, people are looking to you, man and woman of God, especially if you say you're a man and woman of God, because that is so big to them. They looking for help. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you should be strong enough to be a part of that help in the communities. So when they see you out in the community, being an advocate and being a voice for the voiceless to speak out against the unrighteousness of the world, not the devil. Not just the devil casting out demons, no. To see real justice of our injustice system.
Mm-hmm.
The systematic racism. how the LGTB, whatever all that is taking over, and they took the rainbow straight from God. Rooms 40 days, 40 nights, guys, don't put a rainbow there. They said, no, we taking that rainbow. They took the rainbow. How can you take a rainbow? And that's not a diss. That's a reality that happened. But we're afraid to speak up on these type of issues because we are afraid of what we'll lose instead of what we'll gain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the awesomeness of God, praise from God. And guess what? Souls will be coming into to the body because now they believe in you because you stand for something. And with that being said, have courage. Trust God. Have faith. And fight the good fight. But we love you. We thank you for tuning in. We will hope to see you next week. Coach Shay, do you have anything to say before we go and close out? Follow us on Facebook. Beyond the Radio. Samuels, David Benton, Miss Alma E. Neely, and William Faulkner, a.k.a. G-Weezy, G-Will.
Just make sure you go to the Facebook page and like Beyond the Radio as well, and you will find all the latest updates of our sponsors and the shows as well. If you did not get a chance to catch the full show, you'll be able to catch it tomorrow right on Beyond the Radio.
We love you, and we thank you, and we hope to see you next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that said, where the music at?
Where the music at?
Shellcase Production.
I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make wanna go boom. I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make wanna go boom. He make wanna go, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make wanna go boom. When I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make wanna go boom. He make wanna go, boom. For real. Religion will kill you. I know killers who kill killers and real dealers who will deal with you. Plenty gorilla with six figures, but don't understand till they deal with it. I'm teaching the truth ahead that can't be winning. I'm giving the vision with that religion. Conditioned by the system, mentally in prison, and I'm diminishing innocence. Capability beyond limitations, my demonstration is militant. I'm a stone cold gentleman, and I'm colder than they ever been. It hurt me to set you in. My medicine come with the blessing in it. Oh, don't wait a minute. Y'all gon' wait a minute. The statue of limitations on my spirit is never ending, and that's why I'm grinning. That's why I handle business, staying optimistic, cause the crooked system is ballistic, sticking to the mission, cause my position is way bigger than being a Christian. Hey. There's so much hate in my residence, disrespecting my race from the president. America screwed up, she's not celibate. African American is not my heritage. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, ain't making wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired. He make wanna go boom. I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make wanna go boom. He make wanna go. Boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it. He make wanna go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired. He make wanna go boom. When I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make wanna go boom. He make wanna go.
So why is you faking? You know we ain't playing. See you was forgetting, just acting crazy. Father, come save me. Devil, what you even talking about, like? You were sent to lie straight up out your mind, so blood brothers together, let the world feel the boom. Yeah, it's easy outside, all I see is the doom. I'm the true who is you. Yeah, my swag's to the room. My ghost rider so holy, I let the spirit fill the room. I know that you know. Yeah, I know that you know. Yes, I know that you know, cause I've been told you so. The end of days is coming, see bodies on flow. Talk about my info, yeah, like water I flow. And I pray for you, pagans, I give you some more. But you gotta chill, though. Don't let that tea spill, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I tell you the truth. Father, please forgive them, for they know what they do.
put their faith in the government. Took their eyes off of you.
They put their faith in the government. They took their eyes off of you.
Boom. I'm frustrated. I can't take it. Ain't making money go boom. I'm tired of sticking. I'm sick and tired. Need to make money go boom. I clap my hand. Stop my feet. It made money go boom. It made money go boom. I'm frustrated. I can't take it. Ain't making money go boom. I'm tired of sticking. I'm sick and tired. Need to make money go boom. I clap my hand. Stop my feet. He made me wanna go boom. He made me wanna go. He made me wanna go boom.